You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Alexander Gravel, the founding partner at Toast, a content agency that helps brands reach, engage, and build larger audiences through content marketing. Mr. Gravel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Sure, pleasure. Thank you very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what is content marketing and branded content according to Toast?
Well, to put it in perspective, there's an institute called the Content Marketing Institute, and they have their own main definition of what is content marketing. And basically, the way they frame it is that content marketing is a marketing approach that is focused really on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content so that you can attract, retain, and retain clearly defined audiences. Eventually, the goal is to drive profitable customer action. Our own definition at Toast is pretty much based on this, but our own little twist on it is the fact that we see it as value-based brand communication rather than product-based. So it really is the brand speaking from the heart rather than it speaking from its head and its products. With the goal, once again, is to create, maintain, or reinforce the relationship, the trust that exists between a brand and its audience. So it's really having a brand building trust between its consumers and itself, and eventually to influence a future action. Now, those audiences can be customers, current and future, but it could be influencers, stakeholders, and so on. Three things important in what content marketing is. It's kind of branded content in a way. Branded content is really a form of content where a brand integrates itself into it so that it can bring its messaging. But really three things are important. First thing, it's really value-based rather than product-based. The second one is really all about trust. So our goal is to influence a future action. That's the third thing. It's really not about necessarily driving sales or actual transactions right away.
I certainly appreciate your solid response there. Now, why is it such a hot topic in the fields of communications and marketing these days, referring to content marketing?
Well, the rise of content marketing and branded content we can see its roots in what some people called the death of the 30-second spot. I mean, today's consumers have an ever-improving radar for advertising and promotional initiatives. So when they're not in the context of actually being receptive to a promotional message, they'll extremely well. They'll have great talent in tuning out. So context becomes extremely important when driving those promotional messages. So what happens is that content marketing sites rise in creating those relationships, creating the trust between a brand and its consumer, so that whenever a brand or that brand has a need to send a promotional message to its audience, the relationship will already be there. In essence, the era of interruptive marketing is over. So, I mean, we've all seen the death of what we call the death of the 30-second spot, which means that you're watching something that interests you, a TV show, for example, and suddenly it will be interrupted by advertising. So, content marketing is really part of that. That motion and that movement of the fact that interruptive marketing is over. And I think Greg Davis, who was Chief Creative Officer at J. Walter Thompson, a larger ad agency, put it, what brands need to do is that they need to stop interrupting what people are interested in and become what people are interested in. And this is the entire notion of content marketing. It's really producing content and maintaining that relationship between the brand and the consumer based on the needs and the interests of those people. So it's really, and we've also heard it with the rise of the millennial generation and their objective of creating meaningful relationships with brands. I mean, they want to know a bit more about a brand they might do business with or a brand that they're already doing business with. So when a brand speaks from its heart, speaks about its values and creates content based on that, it will really resonate with its consumers. The other thing that why it is becoming such a hot topic is that some brands have an extremely long sales cycle. Think about some B2B brands or enterprise level software that's being sold that might take months, if not years, to sell. And these brands need to maintain, and the sales teams need to maintain that relationship with the prospective customers and the leads throughout that time. So content, because it's extremely relevant, because content actually fills an interest from those potential clients. Or it can be relevant to B2C brands that have products that consumers do not buy that often. Think about a car, think about an insurance policy. You might want to maintain that relationship with your customer throughout the life of your product with them. And instead of just offering them rebates on oil changes, you might want to help them live a better life with their product. So it's really all based on interest.
It is quite interesting how times have changed in that regard. Now, we often hear that the goals, content marketing and branded content, are not to drive sales directly. If so, how can we measure return on investment and know it was money well invested?
Well, that's always a great one. And that's one we get very often from our clients here at Toast, is that whenever we start working on a content strategy for them, there's going to be questions about ROI, about the return on investment. How do we measure that? And if content marketing is not there to necessarily drive sales directly, how do we measure that investment is money well invested? Well, three things that can be relevant for that. There are actually, the way we see it is that there are actually three ways to measure ROI. The first one is a rise of revenue. If you can actually tie some content initiative, so the fact that, I don't know, a B2B lead read an ebook or watched a webinar that you produced or has been consuming content regularly on the blog and they actually become a client, you could tie that to revenue. So rise in revenue can be one way for content marketing to be relevant. The second one, the second way to measure ROI is a decrease in costs. So if you can produce content that will help your clients that have an existing relationship with you make that relationship even better through either support, through help documents, or any type of content or element that your consumers are asking you for, and you can produce content for that, and that decreases cost. Customer support is always a great example. That's the second way you can measure it. The third one is a little more harder to measure, but if everyone around the table, if all the marketing and brand and sales and high C-level people at the organization can agree on the fact that a rise in brand equity, so a rise in brand loyalty, can help, can be a great way to accept that content marketing was a great investment, this is a third way. So the three ways that you can try and figure out how to measure your content, the return on your content marketing efforts is one, a rise in revenue or a decrease in cost. These could also be combined, of course, but a rise in revenue, a decrease in cost, or a rise in brand equity or loyalty in the market.
Tremendous details and information. Thanks so much. Today we're joined by Alexander Gravel, the founding partner at Toast, a content agency that helps brands reach, engage, and build larger audiences through content marketing, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Gravel, how does an organization build its content strategy, and what are those steps?
Well, at Toast, we use an 11-step process. So we're really digging into 11 steps or 11 main core elements that constitute a great and successful content strategy. I'll just touch on a couple of those. But step one is really one of the most important. What are the business goals? And the first thing that we need to look into is really business goals, not content goals. What does the business actually want to do in the next 6, 12, 18 months? That will drive and facilitate the decision-making into which initiatives, which content tactics could be relevant. If you already start from content goals, which could be we need more views on YouTube, or we need to reach more people, we need more fans on our Facebook page, this will be hard to tie into what we talked just a minute ago, which is the return on investment. So whenever you start your thinking process about what the business wants to accomplish and you tie your content initiatives to that, this is a greater way to attain success and really work on a global satisfaction level in the organization about what the content initiatives are doing. So that's one of the steps. Another step that is extremely important is the customer journey. So knowing how your customer buys your product. So you can build content that is actually tailored to the specific state at which your customer is throughout its journey in doing business with you. I mean, if it's post-sale, post-transaction, the content you will be producing will be extremely different from a B2B client for enterprise software, for example, that you want to attract. This is really two people that are the same type of customer, but are really at different stages. So the content that you want to produce is going to be very different. After that, it's really working in making sure that the team is properly constituted, that responsibilities are clear between each of the stakeholders, each of the people that are involved in content strategy creation and distribution. So really, these are all steps throughout our 11-step process that and this is something that we've actually put into a workbook that people can download and access on our website. It's really a 100-page workbook that really takes brands through the entire 11-step process by asking the proper question and making sure that marketing teams can validate their content strategy and actually build it to something that will bring even better performance and better return on investment.
Now, you just covered the strategy. What are great examples of brands that do this well, putting a great content marketing strategy in place?
Well, examples and actual business cases are always a great thing to grasp what I'm talking about. One other thing we always hear about is Red Bull. Red Bull has been doing extremely successfully for almost a decade, if not actually more than a decade now. And you can see that through the way they are producing content and sports content. And now they're actually going to different other themes. But Red Bull is one great example. Marriott has also done it and is still doing it very well in destination marketing. So instead of actually just promoting their hotels and their rooms, they're actually promoting destinations. And if you got great information from Marriott on a destination, there's a chance that this might influence your decision in which hotel you might go to once you decide to go there. I was talking about value-based communications, and Chipotle, the restaurant chain, is doing this extremely well, basing all their content on environmental sustainability. So they're producing brand films and branded content, all based on the theme of environmental sustainability, which really positions the brand in the market. I mean, GE is doing it for science. John Deere has been doing it for over 100 years. With a magazine and a newsletter that is called the Furrow, and it's still running to these days. And I mean, it is so based on values and not on product that in the past 50 years, the words John Deere have appeared maybe half a dozen times in the publication. So this is one. These are examples of some brands that are doing it extremely well.
Now, of course, these are very large brands with deep pockets and resources. Can this approach scale to smaller businesses? And also, can it also apply to B2B as these are big B2C consumer brands?
Yeah, sure. Well, yes, of course, the John Deere's, the Marriott's, the Chipotle, the G, and the Red Bulls are extremely large brands. So one might think that to do it properly, you need a lot of money, big budgets, and a huge team. But this is one of the great things about content marketing is that it's scalable. I mean, starting from the core and the needs of your customers and consumers is key. Once you start from that, any brand, any organization, any marketing team can really sit down with the various stakeholders and really start figuring out what do consumers and customers need that is linked to what we offer. So not necessarily our product, it's what do they need. And then providing them with what they want, all that based on your corporate values and the goals. Remember the business goals I mentioned earlier? That will make it relevant to these people. And you can do that from your existing channels. One of the first initiative or tactic that a brand will usually start with is email. I mean, sending an email newsletter that contains content that is not necessarily based on the product, but rather based on the values of the brand and the needs of the customers is a great initial step. As is social media. I mean, pretty much all brands now have social media properties, social media channels. So starting from those is a great way to start. And you can grow from there as performance kicks in.
Mr. Gravel, certainly has been great to have had you. A lot of great information that we could take advantage of and apply ASAP, and really most helpful, and can't thank you enough for your time. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything that you'd like to add in conclusion?
Well, if there was one thing I'd like to mention is really bring it back to what is important when doing content marketing is communicating from the heart with through your values, creating trust. That's the goal of it. And you're only trying to influence a future transaction. You're not actually trying to drive sales directly.
I certainly appreciate those concluding words and advice. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get further information on your firm and your agency, Toast, and also be in touch accordingly?
Well, my name, Alexander Gravel. You can find me on pretty much all the social channels. Otherwise, head to Google or your favorite search engine and type in Toast Studio. Is really the best way to find us.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Gravel, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Mr. Alexander Gravel, the founding partner at Toast, a content agency that helps brands reach, engage, and build larger audiences through content marketing. And for further details, simply visit gotoast.com. CA. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.